Well, she sat there on the chair for about 20 minutes and really couldn't quite get the grasp of things. Now, she knew what she was supposed to do and where she was supposed to go and where she was supposed to stand and what she was supposed to say and who she was supposed to say it to, but she didn't quite understand what it was all about. And she had to be told about 3 or 4 times. They told her, when you go out there now, you've got to do this or that or whatever, and she just couldn't get it. She had no idea about what they were talking about. She even read the papers. She read, like, probably 2 or 3 pages of all the information that she needed to know, the information that she was supposed to reveal when she got out there, but she just couldn't quite grasp it. Well, that's when Billy walked in. He said, okay, he says, here's what I want you to do. I want you to look at the paper, look straight up in the sky, and then look back at the paper again and see if that helps. Well, she looked at the paper, she looked up in the sky, she looked back at the paper again, and then she said, what? Well, I guess it didn't work. So Billy, he left the scene. He said, okay, well, that's probably about as far as I can go with you. I don't have all day and all night and the rest of the afternoon, so why don't you just see if you can find somebody passing by? They may be able to help you. Well, she didn't quite know what to do. She just kind of turned and tossed and walked this way and that way and backward a little bit, and she almost did the Three Stooges back shuffle. And so, how do you handle something like that? I mean, what do you do when somebody doesn't quite understand what they're supposed to do, even though it's in writing and you tell them, and they don't know what to do? Well, we had 3 minutes to go, and she had to go out there, and she didn't know what to do. Well, the producer of the entire show, he came walking out, and he had a long stick with him, and he was prodding her along, pushing her, saying, okay, okay, get ready, get ready. He walked her over to the entryway, onto the stage area, and he kind of pushed her that way, and she took the stick and pulled it out of his hand and said, quit it. He said, okay, okay, calm down. I'm not going to do anything. Just calm down. Well, she was all straightening herself out and everything and looking back at him with a sourpuss look, and he kind of backed off because he didn't want to disrupt anything right now. Now was not a time to disrupt things. It just wasn't the right time. So he let things go, walked away. And she was standing there waiting to go on, and she heard the music. She knew that was the cue for her to go out, and then she realized that she forgot her papers. She was supposed to read her papers out on stage, but forgot them in the dressing room. Well, she just said, forget the whole thing, tumbled down to the ground on her knees and fell off to the side on her hip and laid down on their side with her shoulder on the ground and her head laying flat. And they wondered, what the heck, did she faint? They went over by her and said, are you okay? And she looked up and said, I can't do it. Well, you're going to have to do it. We've got over 500 people out there waiting to see you and hear what you have to say.
I don't know what to say or what to do.
Well, then he nudged her with his foot. Come on, come on, you got to go. Let's go. Come on, let's go. And she just kind of moved along and tossed and twisted a little bit. And, well, she just couldn't do it. She dragged herself off with her arms, just kind of just dragged her, just her arms alone. She didn't even use her legs. She just used her arms to drag herself off to the back, into the back behind the stage area. And she laid there, she saw that hole in the floor. So she walked over to it and kind of leaned into it. And the way she went down into it, all the way down to the bottom, is probably about 4 or 5 feet down. It was the little area that they go for under the stage. Well, she got under there and looked around. It was pretty dark. There was a light at the end, and she knew there was somebody in there at one time or another because, I mean, really, why would they have the light on? Well, she started to crawl in that direction. And as she started to crawl, she could hear the people up on the stage clicking their feet on the ground as they walked around, and even the squeaking and stuff she could hear, but she didn't know what to do, of course. She was supposed to be out there. And she didn't know what to do. She was all shook up. Well, she moved herself closer over to the light that they had way in the back over there. And that was more like toward the front of the stage. And well, as the closer she got to that light, she noticed there was a little square, like a, what would you call that? It was like a light. She could see through a square piece of wood, like a white trim around it. Well, that was the light from the stage that the people were dancing and singing on just above her. And she thought if she pushed it up, she would be on stage too. Well, she got up to it, and started to apply a little pressure, just a little bit, just enough to see what was going on. And as she pushed it up a little bit, she could see the feet dancing around her. And she thought, oh, I better put it down before I get my finger snipped off here. She put it down, and she let it rest, and people walked right over the top of it. She could hear him walking right over the top of it as she was sitting there. She could just about hear him and see him going in circles as they made her way around. So she just sat there and waited and waited. And she thought, when it gets quiet, I'm going to jump up. When it gets really quiet, I'm going to jump up, she said. Well, it went on for like this for about maybe 5-6 minutes. Quite a long time. She said, okay, here comes the part that I would normally come on. And so she just waited. She waited for her part. And then as soon as she felt it was just the right time, she pushed up that block of wood and just jumped up onto the stage, just crawled right out of that hole, right up on top of the stage, and stood there. And the crowd was just making all kinds of rumbling and bumbling noises. It was like, ooh, what, ooh, they didn't know what happened. But she was right there, and something clicked. Something clicked in her head, and the microphone zoomed right on down on a great big boom right in front of her face, and she started to say everything that she knew she was supposed to say. Something out of the blue just clicked, and she could just remember everything. She knew exactly what to say, exactly what to do, exactly where to walk, and exactly where to look. And she stood there, looking at the crowd, saying exactly as she was supposed to say. And the crowd was cheering and laughing, and they were having a great time, and all the actors that were with her were having just as much fun as she was. And she couldn't believe it. She couldn't believe that she had so much fun. It was just the thrill of her life. It was the thrill of her life, and she just loved it. Well, since that day forward, she was always anxious to go out on stage and never panicked, never became discouraged. She always knew just what to do, and she studied for it. And she knew just how to study. Whether looking up in the sky and looking back at the paper helped or not, she didn't know. But it did something. Or something did something, because it just clicked. And she remembered everything. And she would do that for years and years and years to come. And years to come. And years and years to come. And she was happy. Everybody was happy. And she became one of the best actors of all time. She was a great actor. Great actor. She became one of the best actors of all time. She knew just what to do. 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 She knew just what to do.